Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
I'm the bunch.
You only have one life to live. If you're lucky, then you might get two. I was down, so down, took the hit. Was a miracle that got me through. I've seen the world, paid my dues. Got plenty of scars, but nothing to lose.
Yes, another beautiful Saturday afternoon in the city of Lagos. Kofi Rafael Asiedu reporting for duty this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Welcome to the program Inside the Net Africa on your number one online radio station, Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in the diaspora up to speed. Well, I'm always excited when I'm sitting or when I'm in the front of the MIC. Yes, alongside my main man, Peter Oside, who together we are going to be talking about African football and a whole lot concerning football in Africa. It promises to be exciting, and the good thing about the show is that you can always talk to us, you can always reach out to us on the program, you can always talk to us via WhatsApp or phone call, and the number is 705-320-1010. You can also follow us at Inside the Net F1, that's our Twitter handle. You can also follow Spirit of Nigeria Radio on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at Spirit of NG Radio. The NG, the N is in capital letter. Yes, my name is Kofi Rafael, and like I said, I have Peter here with me, and together we're going to be doing all the best of African football. Peter, how are you doing this wonderful Saturday afternoon?
I'm doing great, great.
Why are you panting?
Traffic. traffic, actually.
But that's not a new thing in Lagos.
I mean, man. But welcome back. Welcome back. I'm so glad. So glad to be back.
You've been away for like two weeks now. What have you been doing?
I was almost going on alone, but then I had to retrace my steps back. And I missed the mic. I missed my fans. I missed being here in the studio with you guys. It has been amazing. Ah, man, I miss you guys. I miss you guys so much.
What has been your sporting moment this past 7 days for you?
Locally or?
Yes, locally. We are going to, surprisingly today, for those who have been listening to us for quite some time now, we're going to be looking at African players, you know, doing well or bad in the foreign leagues. We're going to talk about that today. But for you locally, I think we should start with that. What has been the highlight of your week in terms of football?
Well, I would say the Super Eagles.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Super Falcons
who went to Turkey.
And they did amazing things there in Turkey. Clean sheets, good score line. The whole team, they were units. I watched most of their games and I felt glad to be a Nigerian.
Well, for me, I think it has to do with the news that the Super Eagles of Nigeria will be returning to Lagos to play, you know, one of the qualifying matches in the AFCON 2021. If the pitch will be ready before then, well, I don't know. But for the fact that the NFF has said that will be the venue, it shows that perhaps the pitch is ready. I told a colleague of mine that I'm going to visit the pitch. I'm going to do a report on the pitch before this week runs out, you know, to see if, because I know that some of the players, you know, will not be comfortable with playing
on artificial turf. Definitely.
And another story is that now because of COVID-19.
Some of them, yes.
The FIFA has now, you know, given prerogative to clubs to decide if they're going to allow some of their players go.
Yeah.
Especially in the countries that they are flagged as the red zone, you know. That means that if Brendan Rodgers, for instance, who is the Leicester City coach, decide that Wilfred Ndidi would not come to Nigeria. He would not come. You know, before now, it was it's mandated that the clubs will release their players. Yes. You know, but now FIFA is saying the clubs get to decide if the players should go or not. And you know, at the pace or at the rates which Infantino is playing now, it will be very disastrous for us if we don't have the likes of Infantino playing for the national team in this particular qualifiers. What do you think?
I think so too. And you have to look at it from both sides. Now, for Leicester City as a club and for the manager now, Rodgers, if you look at Ndidi so far, the last couple of games he has been playing, he has been doing very well, ensuring that the midfield is he's quick to collect the ball back. He has been a pivot for the midfield for them. So it's going to be a dicey one, whether he would let somebody that's valuable to him, now that he has the right to let him go or not. So, I'm not putting my hopes high that he would, because Leicester City are in a place where they need those games and they need those goals and they need to keep clean sheets, and he's at the center of doing this for them. And I don't think he would want to risk, now that he has the option or the choice now to decide whether he wants to let go or not. I don't think he would want Ndidi to go.
Well, Peter, let's also tell our those listening to us that they can reach us via our telephone line, via Facebook, via WhatsApp, or the avenue. The numbers to call us is 705-320-1010. You can call us via the telephone and you can reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get through to us on our social media, Andu at Spirit of NG Radio. The N is in capital letter. Follow us there on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And you can also follow Inside the Net F1. Yes. We will read out your comments. You can also follow me on Twitter at Kofi Raphael, on Instagram at I Am Kofi, and of course Peter also.
You can follow me at Peter_Revol, R-O-E-V-O-L.
Okay, we go on a quick break now, and when we come back, it will be time to go into the Go Rush segment, where we talk about the Nigerian Professional Football League. We'll look at Match Day 13 and Match Day 14. After the short break.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Hey. 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 You want them, I got them. Give you the one you don't like, come. I'll make you fall in one time. From Toronto to Idumapo, anywhere where you went, I follow. You're on my damn cell in distress. Yeah. I said, no, I tell you, my tie. The correct things you go to see. The kind of way I go show you. You go better pass me any kind of money. My correct salon, TT. I want shaking my body. I won't make you the such it. I know I'll make you forget me. But baby, me, Holy Ghost fire. I get the heart, I get desire, I get the mouth. I take you to the place that you want, and I'm not going to focus. Any other way you want them, I got them. I'm gonna give you the one you know, like come. I'm gonna make you fall in one time. From Toronto to Idumapo, anywhere where you went, I follow. You're on my downsell in distress. See, now I understand why they say life is not fair. Just because your type is rare, that's why I want you here. Yeah. So now I wanna hold you down, I wanna take you there. Baby, follow me, have no fear. Gaga is here. Yeah. Winter time I want to store you snow. Summertime I want to take off your clothes. I'm a time I want to rub you lotion. Yeah. Winter time I want to store you snow. Summertime I want to take off your clothes. I'm a time I want to rub you lotion.
Okay. Okay, welcome back to the show. I am still your regular host, Kofi Raphael, and of course, Peter, still with me. And we are on to the Go Rush segment. Let me take something. When you cheer before you go, you are motivating an impulse. But when you cheer after you go, you are only reacting to an impulse. This is one of iconic memories of one of Africa's great commentator, Ernest Okonkwo of blessed memory. What a comment! What a quote!
Very deep
from a great man.
Very deep. You know, I've heard that comment a couple of times, and I sat down to analyze it before today's show. It is from the heart. You just do it. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you are sad, whether or not you are sick, but the moment your team wins, automatically your day, your mood, everything lightens up about your day. That's football. that's the beauty. That is why we come here every Saturday, back to back, here with you guys, to make sure you feel that passion, that drive, that energy that comes from this amazing game of football here in Africa.
Yes, sir. That's coming from Peter. Peter is going philosophical this Saturday afternoon. I can feel his passion, you know.
Thank you.
Well, Peter, let's go to the MPFL. Match day 13 went by Saturday, Sunday. Abia Warriors, yes, took 3 points at home against Wiki Tourist. I mean, I wasn't surprised at this result, but the thing is that Abia Warriors, Coach Imama, seems to have gotten back his mojo. They seem to have balanced themselves now in the league.
They needed it. They needed it because they find themselves in the bottom half, and they seem to be a team that want to be in the top half of the league. So the coach has come to understand his players, and he's working with them in that manner. And I believe that if they keep going with the way they are going, before the end of the season, they will definitely be back in the top 10.
Okay, to be back in the top 10. Also, we saw Akwa United defeating Rivers United by 3-0 at the Nets of Champion in Uyo. Peter, this one, yes, it's not surprising for me because I expected Akwa United to win.
Yes.
But the thing is, at the beginning of the season, Rivers United were the talk of the town in terms of the transfers, the quality
players,
of players they bought.
Yes.
Now they are not doing too good away from home, and that's not too good for them.
If you look at the games that they played at the beginning of the season, it seems to be, like you said, the rising star, the team to look out for in the MPFL this season. But then again, I felt like along the line, they became relaxed. So everybody looked at them as the rising star, and they felt that, okay, yes, we are the rising stars. So they started losing.
Complacency, right? Exactly.
Complacency, that's the word. Their away games, you see them not bringing in that same energy as they have, or they come with whenever they play at home. These are some of the issues that I feel is going on with Rivers United.
Okay, let's also tell you that FC Fayumba played a goalless draw at home to Plateau United. This season has been very bad for Fayumba, as far as I'm concerned. You know, this is a club that I had hoped for. One, because it's a privately owned club, you know, so I expected them to do well. But it's not really good for them this season. It hasn't been good for them.
For Fayumba, I would say they're not just getting it right. All seems well, but they're not getting the results that they should be getting. Because when you look at their run from last season, they came in strong. They came in with that belief. And I felt like they could do much more, or they can do much more than they are doing now. But they seem not just to be getting the results. They are playing the games. They are putting their hearts out there. But there is no results to show forth for this game.
Well, I think, As a matter of fact, the owner of the club now, Senator Ifayoba, has really lost interest from the club. I heard he's not personally handling the club. I remember when MFM were going to play Ifayoba in Lagos here. I remember he was on the touchline with the coaches, you know, trying to make sure that his boys, you know, pick at least a point. But right now, it seems he has really abandoned the team, and I think that's really what is happening. That is what is making the team to be going down gradually in the MPFL.
I agree also. You know, the game is a game of passion, and when you, from a business perspective, when he makes an investment and he seems not to be getting return, that can affect him also. But then again, his boys, the players of Ifeanyi Ubah, the coach, everybody needs to be on the top. They need to understand that, okay, whether or not he's with us, we need to deliver results. Results will ensure that they get what they need from this season. That's all.
And Ijigawa Golden Stars played a goalless draw with Enyimba. Enyimba seems to be doing well, getting away points from home.
Never a doubt for me for Enyimba. Never a doubt.
Well, yes, because of their antecedents. Maybe not the quality. Yes, Enyimba have quality players, you know, but because of the name Enyimba, you know, there's this respect they command whenever they play, you know, away from home. And I think so far this season, that has been going well for them. Don't forget that Enyimba, they have about one or two games in hand to play.
Yeah,
and by the time they play those two games, you know, and they get maximum 6 points. And by the time they play that game, that gives them a good chance of sitting at least, I think, second on the table, if not first.
Currently, they are second on the table. And with that game in hand, I believe they have what it takes to become the top of the table.
All right, Sunshine Stars of Akure played Adamawa United. It ended goalless draw in Akure. This one came as a surprise for me because Adamawa United has been the whooping boys, so to speak. They've been the one that every team used
to gain a couple of points.
Yeah, but they went away from home and they savaged a point. That, for me, is massive.
I guess they just got tired of losing. They just got tired of losing.
Okay, in Owerri, it was Heartland that defeated Dakada FC by 2-1. They defeated Kano Pillars, yes, by 3-2. Kwara United against Warri Wolves ended 2-0 in favor of Kwara United. There seems to be something Kwara United is doing well this season. I mean, from day one, they went away from home and defeated Plateau United, you know, by 2-0. And they have not really taken their eyes off that title. They are still doing enough to make sure they stay on top of the table.
Yes, they have this very optimistic style of play. I watched a highlight of their games, and you can see the way the boys play. Even when they are losing, they play so optimistic. They have this, it's like their mind is on the top four. So they play right now for the top four, and believe me, if they keep playing the way they play right now, they'll get there.
You say they might not win the league this season. Well,
Enyimba might have something to say about that.
Okay, Lobi Stars defeated Katsina United by 2-1, while Enugu Rangers defeated Heartland of Owerri by 2-0. In Lagos, MFM took a 1-0 victory against Nasarawa United. Where MFM have, I think, only lost one game at home this season. So at home, they are not really doing that bad. Even with the fact that they have their coach, Tony Bullis, on suspension as we speak. I think at home, yes, they are making sure that they get the maximum point. And maybe one or two places get a point away from home and finish perhaps in the middle of the table this season.
Yes, they're currently 10th position on the league table. They're not doing so bad, but I feel they can do better. MFM has a squad of raw talent. You have a lot of raw talent there. But guys who have played from the local level, the local leagues, and have found their way there in the MPFL. So they have that raw talent. All they need now, the moment their coach comes back, I believe that he would work on that raw talent and ensure he extracts the right things from them so that they can be on top of fight level.
I'm speaking from my head now. I'm not so sure that Tony Bullis will come back. Why I'm saying this is, so far, I mean, they are not doing badly without him. You know, so that might just be a signal to the management that we can actually do without this coach. Don't forget, when they placed them on suspension, his assistant, Olari Waju, resigned.
Yes.
You know, and he's still staying put, hoping he'll be called back. Because same thing happened last season, where he was told to step aside, and he later came back. You know, so I'm not so sure that he will come back, because the team seems to be doing good, you know, under the new interim coach. So, but I mean, let's keep our fingers crossed. You never can tell. The manager might decide to have him back. And we had another game, which was a rescheduled game, I think, in match day 11. Yes, was it? Eyimba playing at away from home to Warri Wolves. Match day 10, actually, playing at home to Warri Wolves. And they played 1-1. That was in Delta State.
Yes.
Like you said, Eyimba, a good team any day, anytime.
Confident team.
Okay, so let's look at match day 14. Yes, to go down this weekend. We have Warri Wolves taking on Akwa United. We are going to have Nasarawa United against Lobi Stars. Plateau United against MFM. Kano Pillars will welcome Enugu Rangers.
An interesting one there for me.
You think?
Yes, I think.
Kano Pillars, Rangers.
Yes.
Who do you think will take this?
They have everything to play for.
Don't forget that Kano Pillars are playing away from home. They have adopted Kaduna as their home ground now.
Yes.
Is that a factor to be considered when they are playing Enugu Rangers? Enugu Rangers, they are not minus when it comes to the Nigerian League. They've been there, you know. You think the fact that Kano Pillars is playing away from home would not be, you know, a problem for them?
There is, when I say there is everything to play, it might not be a problem, because like I said, there is everything to play for both sides. Now, whichever team wins that match will come up on top.
Mm.
So you have Enugu Rangers in third positions and Kano Pillars in fourth position. So what happens is, whether or not Kano Pillars are playing at home or away from home, they would go, and they should go to that game with the same energy that they have whenever they're in Kaduna, because they know that that game will keep them in the top four.
Okay, that's coming from Peter right there. You can always join us on this conversation. Let us know which of the team you think can pick away point or pick the point from home. The number to reach us is 705-320-1010. Again, the number to call us is 705-320-1010. You can also reach us on WhatsApp via the same phone number. You can reach us on different social media handles, on Facebook, on Twitter, and Instagram at Spirit of NG Radio. The N is in capital letter. And you can also send your comment to us on Twitter via that is at Inside the Net F1. You can also follow Peter on Twitter.
On Twitter at Peter_Rebel, R-O-E-V-O-L.
And you can follow my humble self on Twitter at Kofi Raphael. We also have FC Fayimba taking on Eyimba. That's at the Aba Stadium. I think it's easy for Eyimba to pick 3 points. We have Adamawa United against Dakada FC. This is a very tricky game for Adamawa United.
Yes.
You know, because I'm saying tricky because they went away from home in Akure and got 1 point.
Yes.
Now they are playing against Dakada FC. Yes, Akwa Stale that has been impressive this season. They score some magical goals this season. Now I expect Adama to ride on the back of what happened,
the momentum that
they
have
now that they are at home,
yes,
to pick at least 3 points for the first time this season. Do you think they stand a chance?
I think they do, if they don't let that momentum get in their head. So they should, if they play with that same energy. If you watch that game, they played like they had everything to lose. And so what happened was, the coach had talked to them and stirred them up, motivated them, and they played with their heart like this was like our last chance. That was how they were playing in that game. So if they move into this game against Dakata FC with that same energy, I believe they would be able to match up the energy that would come also from Dakata FC.
Okay, Rivers United is taking on Jigawa Golden Stars. Who takes that for you?
Rivers United.
Okay, Wiki Tourist will take on Kwara United. How about that? Tricky?
I will pick Kwara United. I'll put my money on Kwara.
Wow, that's a tough one.
Yes.
Heartland against Abia Warriors. Who goes for that? We have Coach Imama and we have Coach Fidelis Ilechukwu. Abia Warriors at home. Heartland at home, actually.
I will be on the fence. I will be on the fence. Because both coaches, top coaches, excellent world-class coaches, the players they have when they met themselves last season, it was a goalless draw now or so. And so what happens now is going to be very tricky. So I'm going to be in the middle for that.
Okay, Peter, quickly give us the way it stands now in the MPFL. Let's look at, you know, how the teams before today's game or tomorrow's game, how the teams are currently standing currently on the table.
Okay, so currently as we stand on the table, we have Kwara United, our rising stars, having the first position. Enyimba following with 24 points with a game in hand. Enugu Rangers with 23 points, also chasing Enyimba down. Kano Pillars with 23 points as well, just top off with goal differences. Kwara United with 22 points, coming fifth position. Nasarawa United with 20 points as your sixth position. Aqua Scarlets, 20 points, seventh position. Rivers United, not where they should be, eighth position, with 19 points. Lobby Stars, 19 points in ninth position. MFM, who I'm looking dearly up to, in the middle there, of the top bottom of the top half,
yeah,
with 17 points. Heartland United just trying to meander their way, fight their way through to the top half of the table with 17 points also. MFM leads them by goal difference as well.
Yeah.
Plateau United, Jigawa Golden Stars now with 12 points, with 17 points, 12th position also. Still the same battle between MFM, Golden, Heartland, and Jigawa Golden Stars.
Yeah.
Plateau United in 13th position with 16 points. Abia Warriors in 14th position with 16 points also. Wiki Tourist with 16 points now in 15th position. Sunshine Stars with 16 points also in 16th position. So you see why when we were analyzing the game earlier, I said this week is going to be a tough one. So now any game you lose around the bottom half,
yes,
it goes a long way to affect what will happen to you at the end of the season. So the next couple of games for Abia Warriors, Wiki Tourist, Sunshine Stars, Heartland, MFM, Jigawa Golden Stars would tell so much on their points and their tally for the MPFL this season.
Okay.
Kastina United, 17th position with 14 points. Ifeanyi Umba, relegation team now, 13 points, having to be 18th on the league table.
Yeah.
Struggling Warri Wolves with 13 points also, who are 19th. And Adawa United, who seem to be getting their juice back, with just 7 points this season,
Peter,
from 13 games.
Peter, I can pick two teams that I believe. At the end of the day, I could be wrong. Mm. You know, I might pick two teams that would perhaps relegate this season.
Okay.
And that would be Adamawa United.
And?
Where somebody will say, I don't need a prophet. And I think FC Ifeanyi Ubah might end up going to the NNL after this season. Do you think it's too early to conclude?
For Adamawa United, not really, pending what happens to their games this week. For Ifeanyi Ubah, like I said earlier, if they can get themselves back to where they were at the beginning of the season, regardless of whatever is happening around them, the politics, they should just tune all of that away and face the game passionately. I think they should do well. They would give Kastina United, Sunshine Stars, and Warri Wolves a run for their money.
Well, there you have it. We spent about 25-30 minutes talking about the Nigerian Professional Football League. Well, we want to go on a quick break, but and when we come back, we have so much to talk about. We are going to be looking at the female football, Super Falcons, Turkey, and Concord. We are also going to talk about. We are going to give them, of course, brief history of an African football. Then we are going to look at African players who are doing either well or bad in Europe. So let's go on a quick break and we'll be back shortly.
The way she dance, the way she move just makes me wanna take her home. The way she carry that bag, they make me want to carry this girl in the boat. And I love her and home, so we go dance and we go jolly and we go party like 99. Oh, she made me not
Welcome back to the show. This is Inside the Net African Football Show. We go on a club story, a short documentary segment on African clubs and their historical backgrounds. Today, our club story is Simba SF of Tanzania. Simba Sports Club is a football club based in Kariakoo, Dar es Salaam, in Tanzania. It was founded in 1936 as Queens. The club later changed their name to Eagles, then to Sunderland. In 1971, they were renamed Simba Swahili for Lion. Simba is one of the two biggest clubs in Tanzania. Simba won 21 league titles and have five domestic cups and have participated in the CAF Champions League multiple times. They are also one of the biggest clubs in East Africa, having won the CONCACAF Club Championship six times. This got them nicknamed the King or Wekumbegwa. Amazing. Powerful, meaning the Reds of William Nkabi Stadium and the National Stadium. In 2022, Simba were the fastest growing Instagram account among football clubs, with 1.9 million followers and a growth rate of 89% from the previous year. Please do not go away. We will go on a quick break and the show will return with a big one, Man of the Game.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Yes, thank you for staying on the course of the show with us. My name is Kofi Raphael, and you heard it from my partner there, Peter Osai, giving it to you right there. We have a guest on the program, someone I respect so much in the industry. She is the media officer of the Super Falcons. Yes, they went to Turkey, they saw and they conquer, and she's here to update us on their victory. I have Oluchi Tobechukwu, right here joining me on Inside the Edge. Oluchi, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much, Kofi. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Bibi.
Yes, thank you. You went to Turkey and to play the Turkish Women's Cup, and the Super Falcons did so well and that they didn't even concede a goal. Can you take us through, you know, the feeling, how it was like?
Well, it was a heartwarming feeling for not only the players, but also the technical crew and everybody involved with the daily activities of the Super Falcons of Nigeria. You will agree with me that after lying low without playing any competitive games for over 12 months, that was the first time we were congregating. And we also had a new coach that connected with us all the way from America in Istanbul.
Yeah.
We got there, played 3 matches, didn't concede any goals, and scored them 11 goals.
Yeah.
4 goals from the captain, Asisat Oshiola.
Yeah.
Beautiful goal, the best goal of the tournament from Tony Payne, an individual that would just change allegiance to Nigeria, having played for the U.S. Under 17 team in the past.
Mm.
He plays at club football with Seville in Spain. And she also had an assist today against Valencia.
Mm.
So I will tell you that even we had 5 players from the domestic league, yes, NWFL, they all had time on the pitch to play. And the captain of FC Robo, Gift Monday, also scored a goal.
Mm.
So, totally was a good competition. We came out as champions, and at the Wild Drum, is quite satisfied with what he saw on the ground.
Okay, you just mentioned the name of the new coach now, Wild Drum. Do you think the coach believes so much? Because you said about 3 of the home base players joined the competition. Do you think he believes in the Nigerian Women League for him to have invited these 3 players?
It was 5.
Oh, 5
players from the NWFL.
Wow.
2 from FC Robo, 2 from Edo Queens, and the captain of Nasarawa Amazon.
Wow.
They all played 12 games, they played, they did well, and Monday Gifts also scored the goal. Not only Monday Gifts from the home side, it was Ogbonna Glory,
yes,
that gave us our first goal in the first match. He plays for Edo Queens.
Yeah.
So if 2 players, you know, caught in 5 players, and not forget, Glory is not even a forward, she's a defender.
Yeah.
So that means it is not about scoring goals that determines, you know, what if a player did well in the competition or not. And having spoken with Randy myself, one-on-one, he was okay with the performance of the entire team as a whole. Christy, the goalkeeper for Edo Queens, was the one that kept the last game, and she didn't even consider me go. So we are good for now.
Okay, we know that the Falcons now, a very good team any day, anytime. On the African continent, yes, they are the king or the queens, you know, as the case may be. But we know that at the international level, that's at the world level, you know, the potential they have, they've not really gone as much as we Nigerians want them to go. Do you think this coach now, with what you saw, you know, has all the ingredients, you know, to give us that that victory we want when it comes to the world scene?
Randy Waldrum is a developmental coach. He's into collegiate and university women's football in America. He has eyes for raw talent. And he was able to bring that to bear by bringing on to the national team Patricia George and Tony Payne. These are 2 players that he watched over the years while they were playing in America for their various universities down there. And they came, they added value to the game. And he told me consistently that what he wants to do, that he wants the Super Falcons to keep on learning how to win. We have laid a stake in Africa. We need to go to the world stage,
yes,
and wrestle and challenge and become one of the top 4 in the world. And it shows that he is a guy that he has his own personal vision. He wants to do well. This is a team that he has craved, that he wanted to coach right from 1991. 1999 when his friend and colleague in the university back then in the U.S., Sam Okudu, was in charge of that team.
Yeah.
He's got the opportunity to do that now, and I'm sure that he will want to achieve that.
Oh, okay, Oluchi, before I let you go, what's the next way now, the next line of action for the Falcons?
The next line of action for the Falcons is that the Federation has promised that the team is not going to be left idle. They will do one or two activities before qualifiers for outcomes begin so that the girls will be in shape and the girls were okay with the little meeting we had with the Federation officials. And we are happy that the opportunity that was given to the girls in Turkey, they were able to utilize it. The coach had opportunities to assess and evaluate the players and is okay with what he saw. And one thing he kept on insisting was that he was going to use the opportunity to expand the pool of players in the Super Falcons of Nigeria, because Nigeria is a country that has abundance of talent, especially in women football.
Mm. Oluchi, you are doing a very beautiful job, and I want to say thank you on behalf of the Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Thank you so much for sharing with us this beautiful Saturday afternoon.
I'm always available.
Thank you. All right. That's the media officer of the Super Falcons of Nigeria. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we start winding down the program.
Mr. Flexor. Hola. Sexy on the beat, now you know. Hola. Mr. Flexor. YSG, baby, VEC, I know.
Jazzy.
Mr. Flexor, you know go killing people. Oga Flexor, your rapping just is sweet, oh. One Pakuruma, one Joe Dada, one Joe Dada, one Joe. One Pakuruma, one Joe Dada, one Joe.
Go shay shay, how it do you? Feels like a dream, that's right to Lulu. You may wanna Google the feel on the search site. How I F with the beat, rough right, so I just kill it with the flow. Kill it with the flow, new like Orleans. I'm hitting with the flow, I flow over those. Peeps in my category, not close. My mood on me, shout to overdose. Mine is overloads, can't take shots even when I depose. So, I did danger too, you the egg, but dude, I defy, I did go. So, big jam, go slow, fire with the flow, no low. So, I should have a dojo, turn everybody into pogo. It's a
Mr. Vector, you know go kill people. Oga Vector, your rapping just is sweet, oh. One Pakuruma, one Joe Dada, one Joe Dada, one Joe. One Pakuruma, one Joe Dada, one Joe, 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 Joe.
Tagsy on the beat, now you know.
Let's go. Yeah, thank you for still staying with us on the program Inside the Net Africa, and this is Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Again, you can call us on this program. The number to reach us is 7053-201010. You can also reach us on our various social media platform, and is at Spirit of Nigeria, Spirit of NG Radio. The N is in capital letter. You can follow us on our different social media landscape. And of course, you can reach out to me also on Twitter at Kofi Raphael, and Peter also on Twitter
at Peter underscore Rebel.
Okay, so Peter, let's look at what's happening with our African players outside the shores of Africa. But before, I know you have your list. Mm. Before you go to that list, I don't know if Mane and Salah are on that list. What is happening to those two players right now in Liverpool?
Well, I watched their game against
Chelsea.
Chelsea, and they seem to have lost their connection.
And you know, I feel like if Mane or Salah is not scoring, then there's a problem with Liverpool.
Yes, because now the excuse they had at the beginning of the season was they were not receiving enough supplies because of the injuries, having to draw back Fabinho, having to also draw back Henderson into central back positions, and then leaving only Thiago as the main key man, and then he had an injury. So, but now everybody is there, and watching them, great African players out there, and wondering why they are not just connecting. I feel bad for them, honestly. But it's also, you know, these things happen in football. It's a phase. So they need to go back to the drawing board. And if you watch the game, the most recent game, Mane almost scored an excellent goal, but he just had poor contact with the ball. If we can take it back, and if they can go back to their drawing boards now, I believe they are still Africa's best export out there.
Well, in 3 weeks from now, we are going to be having the international break. Sadio Mane, of course, who plays for Senegal, will be returning. That's if Liverpool decide to let him go, will be returning to play for Senegal in the qualifiers. I'm also believing that after that, or during the course of that AFCON qualifier, he's going to get his mojo back, and maybe that will help him, you know, solve his scoring problem with Liverpool. Same thing goes for Sadio Mane. It's been a while. I mean, same thing goes for Salah of Egypt.
Yeah.
It's been a while. You see Salah being substituted at that point, that minute he was taken off in the game against Chelsea. It goes to show you how vital, how paramount, how essential the guy is for Liverpool. But I think on that night, in fact, there was a clip where the coach, Jurgen Klopp, was screaming at him, "You need to track back." You know, so it goes to show that even Salah is not having it right at the moment. And this goes beyond the fact that their players are injured. You know, fact that they cannot defend well shouldn't stop them from scoring well. And their attacking power, as far as I'm concerned, comes from these two players.
Yes.
When Mane is playing from the right and Salah is coming from the left flank. So I personally hope that during the international break, we get to see Salah play for Egypt, and we get to see Sadio Mane play for Senegal, and maybe these two guys might find their mojo back going back to the club. Which other players are we looking at?
Coming back home, we are looking at Victor Osimhen.
Yeah,
he's number 10 on my list.
Okay,
amazing young star. I really love this guy, first of all, because he's from my state, and I've seen him grow. He has grown into an excellent player. He plays for Napoli now.
Yeah.
And the Gattuso, Napoli coach, has so much belief in this young star because of what he pulls up on the field. This guy plays. He has the heart and the spirit of a young Nigerian and a young African person. So he plays with his heart. He's number 10 on my list. Number 9 on my list is...
Before you go to your number 9,
okay,
let me come to Victor Osimhen.
Okay.
I don't think Victor Osimhen is doing as much as he did when he was in Lee.
Okay.
I think people will come for my head, maybe because of this. I think because of how tedious the Italian league is.
True.
He's really finding it difficult. Well, maybe I shouldn't judge because this is his first season.
Yes.
But when he was in France with Lee, He was their talisman. At a point, Lee couldn't do without him. You know, if Osimhen doesn't get the goals, he's fighting everybody, making sure he's getting the assist. And you could see the passion. Osimhen wants to get into the box and score
as many goals. Yes.
But right now, under Gattuso.
Yes.
Under Gattuso in Napoli, it's maybe again, the injury he had when he came to play for Nigeria has something to do with it. But I think Osimhen is struggling to stamp his authority in the Italian Serie A.
Well, like every young talent who comes into a new league, there's usually a growing phase. You see, when he came in with energy, and then the league sort of just tracked his movements. Because when you come into a new league, the players... Here they think differently, the defenders, they operate differently, they watch you, they see you, they know how you operate. So you have to be diverse, you have to be dynamic, you have to change your style every single moment. So that is what I think is happening with Victor Osimhen. He needs to change his style every game. He needs to be unpredictable, he needs to be aerodynamic, he needs to be unpredictable, so that defenders have a hard time keeping up with him and stopping him from getting goals in the net.
Okay, so let's go to your number 9 on the list.
So number 9 on my list, I have another person than Jeremy Boyega. He's an Ivorian from he plays for Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Yes. For the Serie A club Sassuolo. Sassuolo is again the Serie A. Sassuolo, not a big team, but also a very strong team to come up against. And you see Jamie Boyega at the mid, at the heart of Sansolo's game every single time. He's there, he's energetic, he shows that African prowess whenever he plays. You can see he's very difficult to get the ball off him because he's tall and he guards the ball a lot.
Peter, we need to start ending up because we have just 5 minutes. Okay. So let's okay. rush the list.
Okay, so number eight on my list is no other person than Idrissa Gueye, who plays for PSG. Also an aggressive and strong defensive midfielder who has been doing amazing things for PSG since he came in to PSG. He has been at the pivot, working hand in hand with Verratti, Marco Verratti.
Yeah.
Coming home now, Wilfred Ndidi, number seven.
Yeah.
Like I mentioned earlier, one of the reasons why he might not be allowed to come back to play for us is because of how much of a key man he is
for Leicester City. Yeah.
He plays very much like Gia. He's strong, he's aggressive, he's difficult to get the ball off, and he always tends to take the ball back whenever he loses it.
And I think one important thing that might make Leicester City hold on to him in this FIFA international break is the fact that if you look at the way the APL is right now in terms of point, Leicester City needs to pick every necessary point they can.
Yes.
And you're talking about an important player for them this season. It has to be Wilfred Ndidi.
Definitely.
So it might be difficult for... though Nigeria has not been flagged as a red country when it comes to the COVID-19. But the thing is, now that the coaches or the clubs now have the prerogative either to release or not to release a player, what's it called? Bender Rogers might just have an excuse not to let Wilfred Ndidi come to play for Super Eagles.
Most definitely. I would not be surprised if... I'll be sad, but I won't be surprised if that is the case at the end of the day. My number six spot goes to Christopher Nwankwo. He's a French footballer. He's a French professional footballer. He plays for RLP Lesfers. Very amazing striker. This guy scores goals that screamer goals. Number five, I have Aubameyang, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang, also a very strong, talented player. Number three, I have Mahrez. Playing for Man City.
Do you see how fantastic this guy plays?
I like Mahrez. Mahrez
is a quality player.
Yes, but he has his days where I really don't understand why he makes some certain football decisions. Honestly. So for my number three, I have Ake Hakim, who plays for... Okay, yes, Ake Hakim is from... I beg your pardon. Hakim now is from... Hakim plays for the Bundesliga giant, Borussia Dortmund. Yes. He's from Morocco. He plays as a fullback for the league giants now, Borussia Dortmund. Yeah. Dortmund, rather. Amazing player, strong, also very aggressive, and dog gives a lot of assists whenever he plays. And then coming to our star men that we mentioned earlier, number two spot, Salah, and number one, Mane. Much has been said about them. Amazing strikers, anytime, any day. For me, I would pick Mane and Salah on my flanks anytime, any day, especially Sego Mane, because of the way he cuts in. He has an amazing touch on the ball. They just need to play better. Salah is an Egyptian. Like we said earlier, bringing him back home to play for Egypt, bringing Mane also back home to play for Senegal would definitely up their game in the English.
Did you mention Aubameyang of Gabon?
Yes, I did. Aubameyang of Gabon.
Well, I think he has also been very instrumental for Arsenal this season. The fact that Arsenal, you know, went through the change of Unai Emery and now Arteta.
Arteta, yes.
Well, unfortunately, Peter, our producer is saying we have to leave the studio right now.
There is never, whenever we enjoy ourselves here, there is never time, guys.
But one thing I can tell you is that every week we make sure we give you the best of the best. Next week, my producer is telling me that we are going to have the media officer of the Super Eagles to tell us about the Super Eagles returning to Lagos to play their qualifying match against Lesotho.
An amazing one to look forward to.
Yeah, it promises to be exciting next week. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us. And like I said, Kofi Raphael is my name.
And I remain the special boy, Peter Osse.
Until we come again next week, have a beautiful weekend for yourself.
Cheers.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
Joe Boy Band. Yeah, yeah. Confuse me. Tell me why you they confuse me, oh baby. Your body too attractive, and the way I fall for you, it be like magic. Oh no, and boy you tell me I could day, and I know go fit you come another day. Oh no, I go to call you my baby. Now together we go there, we no go fade away. Why be say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make it run away, make it fly away. Oh no. Why be say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make it fly away, make it run away.
Come on, no. You call on me, call on me. Just say I go pull up on you. Just say I go what?
Call on me, call on me. You know say I go pull up for you. Yeah, yeah. You know say I go pull up for you.
Now so we enter part two. Stepping at the place, everybody confused. Everything move, I like food. Smoke and booze, oh yeah, make you feel good. Oh, do, do. Now what you did, where you go day? And I know go fit to come another day. Oh, do, I go to call you my baby. Now together we go there, we no go fade away.
Why be say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make it run away, make it fly away. Oh no, no, no. Why be say that you in my mind? Say you no be option, no be lie. Oh yeah, make it fly away.
Of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.